time again for StoryCorps, the project that's traveling the country recording your stories. Today, a tale from New York City. That's where Kathy Campbell spoke with her friend, Tony Gargagliano. He remembers his father, Paul, who immigrated from Italy.
My father was a goat herder in Sicily. When he came to this country, he learned how to use the sewing machine and became a tailor. And he never approved of me being an artist. He used to say, "Hey, look at the bum. He's a drawer, a painter, dirty pictures, all the nude women. He's a bum." My father one day came to visit me, and he was 84 at the time. He says, "Oh, you know, my third wife, she's a go to Italy. She's a leave me all alone. I told her, you go, you're not finding me when you come back." So I said, "Well, you know, you can get an annulment, Dad." And he said, "What's that?" I said, "That's when one part of the marriage does not live up to the marriage vows. If your wife disappears in Italy, then you have a perfect right. That's not a marriage anymore." He says, "Are you finding me an Italian priest?" I found a Monsignor, who was the head of the church, and I set a date and took my father. We enter the room, and the Monsignor greets us. The first thing out of my father's mouth was, "You know, Father, it's not a natural for a man to be without a woman." Because the Monsignor was, just one look at him, you know, he's accepted his celibacy. Yeah. My father continued telling his story, and he's just a speaker like this. And the Monsignor, he would say to me, "Well, tell your father." Yeah. And before I knew it, I was translating English into English. The Monsignor said, "Tell your father that the church does not move very quickly." My father said, "I am in no hurry."
Did he ever do it?
No, she wrote him a love letter and he sent her the money to come back.
Tony Gargagliano with his friend Kathy Campbell in New York City. This interview will be archived along with all StoryCorps interviews at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. And you can subscribe to the StoryCorps podcast at npr.org.